So listen again to the text. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with your whole heart. And it's not a rare word. In Scripture, it's repeated over and over and over. In the Old Testament, in the New Testament, Deuteronomy says it, you'll find God if you seek after God with your whole heart. The Psalms say it, blessed are those who seek the Lord with their whole heart. And Jesus said it, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with your whole heart. So if I were to ask, do you believe in God? Most of you would say yes. Of course we do. We believe in God. We live in a nation where 94% of us believe in God. 94%. In fact, a poll of Americans claims that 9 out of 10 Americans believe not only that God exists, but also that God loves them personally. 9 out of 10, 90%. Seems like everybody believes in God. So what if I were to ask you, do you pray to God? Absolutely. We live in a culture where 90% of the people who are polled say, yes, I pray. What if I ask you, do you seek after God? I mean, is there an active search in your life to find and know the will of God? Are you studying the Scriptures? Are you spending time seeking out God in new ways? Are you struggling to understand and locate God's purpose for your life? Are you knocking on the door? Are you? And if you've noticed, the Bible doesn't say, believe in God and you'll find God. The Bible says, seek the Lord with all your heart and you will find God. In our day, almost everybody believes in God. So what? Even Satan believes in God. But who's searching for God? Who's knocking at the door, seeking out God's direction, God's will, God's purpose, God's desire? Who's searching for the will of the living God? El-Ghazal, a Jewish prophet in our time, retells the old Hasidic tale of a child who cried because his playmates abandoned him in a game of hide-and-seek. The child had hidden. He'd done his part. And the playmates looked for a while, but they couldn't find him, and so they gave up. Stopped looking. Went on to play other games. They forgot about him completely. And he was heartbroken. And he was there in his hiding place, crying. And the rabbi says, so of God. God has been hidden and has been waiting. And we've stopped looking for him, seeking him. So what does it mean to seek for God? Well, to seek for God is to acknowledge that we've not yet found a fraction of what we're meant to find of God. Not yet. There was a bumper sticker a long time ago. Many Christians were putting it on their cars. Maybe you had one. It was yellow. It said, I found him. Remember that one? I found him. Might not have been popular around here. It was popular in St. Louis. I found him. And I thought I heard God saying over the traffic, not yet. No, you haven't. Not all of me. Not yet. If we've invited Christ into our lives, then yes, we found plenty in him. We know the name of everything worth finding, but we've not yet begun to find all there is of God. God, for those who will seek, is waiting to show us so much more. There's so much more yet to be found, to understand, to know. The importance of discipleship. One of the failings, I think, of the church is not to provide opportunity enough for people to grow in their understanding of God, to give people opportunity to seek God out. So we're doing these studies. And the reason we're offering the creed is to go back to the Apostles' Creed that was formulated right after the time of Christ by the apostles, the basic Christian beliefs, and discuss them, talk about them, understand them, to seek God out in some new ways, to understand more fully what we believe and why. And if we're not seeking, I believe God is crying, my people are not looking for me. God's not a fact or a fiction. God's not an idea or a doctrine. God's an abstract understanding of self. God is a thou. God is person. God is relational. God is real. And I'll tell you what relationship really happens if it isn't sought after. You have to work at it. How do we know any person, much less the person of God, without searching him out? Asking for him. An idea you subscribe to, a doctrine you believe in, but a person you seek. God says, seek me. Seek me. So what does it mean to be a seeker after God? The scripture lays down one requirement. Did you catch it? Just one requirement. That you do it with all your heart. And if what we're seeking is knowledge of the one who created the stars and communion with the one who inhabits eternity, a living fellowship with the one who is our judge and our hope, then the stakes are high. And nothing less than the whole heart need apply. Listen, people, God won't be our hobby. God's not a religious elective. God's got to be our passion. Our life. And understand what I'm not saying. I'm not saying that you become incessantly religious. That's not what I'm saying. That you become all wrapped up in God talk all the time. What it really means is this. That it matters more to you to discern the will of God, to follow the will of God, to live in the presence of God than anything else. That's all. Now that's not fanaticism. It's just a response that makes sense. If God is real, if God may be known, then we must seek him. And when we do, he says, we will find him if we seek him with our whole heart. Now, the whole heart means our whole self, including our behavior. If you seek God with your whole heart, that means that you'll also, by the way, do it with your body, what you do with your body, with your mouth, what you say, with your money, where you put it, with the people you know, what you do with them. In other words, to seek after God isn't some mystical experience that's separate from our practice of reality. It's not divorced from the life we're living. There are things you know to be right. There are things you know to be wrong. To seek God with your whole heart means, first of all, repentance for the things that you know to be wrong. And then pursuing what you know to be right. I had somebody tell me the other day, you know, we listen to your sermons and you just tell us what we already know. And I said, yes, I know. I'm like the man by the river selling river water. You know this. Question is, are we doing it? Let's be honest. We can't say we're searching for God's will when we're in disobedience to the part of God's will that we already know. People, that's a mockery. If we truly desire to search for God, then we must at least be honest enough to do what we know is right. But the whole heart also includes another part of you. It includes the part of you that's haunted by those hard questions. If you're a seeker, it's okay, folks, to ask those hard questions. It's okay to have doubts. It's okay to struggle with those doubts. If you're a seeker, that's a part of what it means to be a seeker, right? You're struggling with the difficult, hard questions. Remember Job? He's the patron saint of seekers. And out of his suffering, he cried out the hard questions. He said, God, why? Why? Why do you do this? Why don't you stop it? It isn't fair, God. Where have you gone? Why aren't you here? And Job's four friends, do you remember? They approach Job, and they tell Job to stuff a sock in it. And you shouldn't be asking all of these kinds of questions, but who in the story finally finds God? The only one who's seeking, struggling, questioning, he's the one that finds God. Job. The one who's seeking after God with all his heart and all the hard questions. The part that's haunted. Why? You know, it seems to me that on the one hand, our world is full of people with a really shallow faith. They believe anything without question. And on the other hand, our world is full of people with cynicism. They heckle everything without believing anything. But where are the deep doubters, the questioners, those who in the presence of an unjust world, who in the presence of a suffering world, will be honest enough to ask God about those kinds of hard questions and to struggle with those questions? It's okay. I got to tell you something, folks. God's big enough to handle your questions. Okay? God's big enough. Go ahead. If you want to ask God about something, ask Him. You may not get the answer you want or expect. You may not get any answer at all right away. You have to struggle with it. And God's not a gumball machine where you put in a nickel and you get a gumball out. It doesn't work that way with God. You have to struggle with it. And He gives us the time and the space to do the struggling. And part of what Lent is about is a season of struggling. As we think about the sacrifice of Christ, and we look around us and we see the sacrifice of others, and we try then to do something to make a difference because we see what shouldn't be. Right? Sometimes God says, well, you already know the answer to that question. Go and make a difference. You know what I want. Go and make it happen. Be a part of the change agent. To be a seeker after God is to struggle. There's more faith in honest doubt than in half the creeds. That's what Tennyson wrote. To be a seeker after God's own heart is to face the issues of evil, ask the dark questions, to seek what we can of an answer, and to know that doubting and questions are okay. What I don't want you to do is to get bogged down in the questions. For you see, I'd be dead wrong if I spoke of being seekers as if we're seeking were the point. Seeking isn't the point. Finding is the point. Sort of like when I was working on my doctorate and I was writing my thesis and I spent 2 years doing the research. I met with my examiner. He said, where are you in your thesis? Well, I'm doing a lot of looking. That's all well and good, but you need to finish it. You have to write it down. Well, I haven't got there yet. I like the seeking part. And God says seeking is good. Questions are great. Doubting is okay. But in the end, find him. Find him. There's a potential for idolatry in being a seeker. Some people get stuck in the questions and just stay there. Scripture says you ask in order to be answered. You seek in order to find. Now, I know that the hard questions don't yield many answers proper, but the text, you may have noticed, didn't say that if you seek the answers with all your heart, you'll find the answers. The text says, if you seek me, you will find me. When you seek me with all your heart, you will find me. In the end, it's not the answers. The search is for God. To all who seek with their whole heart, God will be found. Have this for a promise. If with all your heart you ask, if with all your heart you seek and knock in search of the way, the will, the purpose, the power of God, you will most certainly find the Lord. That's your promise. So maybe now I've said too much about being a seeker. For you see, as much as we may choose to be a seeker after God, it's far, far more important that you know this. God's a seeker after you. Did you know that? God's looking for you. We're lost and we're trying to find our way. God's not way out there. God's not waiting for us to get it right. I've got good news. God's seeking after you. God longs to have a relationship with you. God's looking for you. God came in Jesus Christ all the way down to where we live. God even came in him all the way to the grave to find us. And now the Good Shepherd's going into the night to find every one of us who cries because we can't find our way home by ourselves. We can be sure that all the real asking and seeking and looking for God that we do is because grace has sought us first. What's the hymn say? Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but I'm found. You mean it doesn't say I found him? He found me? Yeah, that's what grace is all about. God's a seeker after you. Seeking God with the whole heart is a matter of struggle. It's also a matter of surrender. Strive as you need to strive for God. But in the end, stop striving. Be found. In the movie called The Doctor, there's a physician named Jack, and he's got cancer, and he's under the pressure of the disease, and he's come to realize that he's grown distant from his wife, and now he knows he needs her. He thinks he's going to die. But he just can't find a way to reach out to her. He goes to a friend and who's talking to him about his relationship with his wife, and he also has cancer. And he tells him, I don't know. I've always kept her over there, and now I don't know how to reach her. And his friend says, write her a letter. And And in the letter, he says there was a farmer who had lots and lots of fields and kept all the birds and creatures out of his field by using traps and fences. And he was successful and he grew very lonely. So one day he stood in the middle of his field to welcome all the animals. And he stood in the middle of the field with his arms out, and none of the animals came because they were all terrified of the new scarecrow. Jack, just let your arms down. We'll all come to you. To seek God with all your heart includes the honesty of obedience, the honesty of doubt, the honesty of prayer, the honesty with all your heart reaching out for God. But in the end, it comes down to this. Just let down your arms. You'll be found. So in these moments, with all your heart, seek the Lord. Just let down your arms and let God come in. Be found. Let's pray. God, whose love has come to us in Christ Jesus, open our eyes to show us how near you are. Open our minds, open our hearts, that we might seek you more fully in new ways and discover as we do that you're seeking after us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.